All right, folks, welcome back. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today we're going to be talking about the Rams' newest acquisition. It's Akella Witherspoon, the former starting cornerback of the LA Rams, is back in horns. He's going to sign to the practice squad. We're going to get into all of the implications of that. Before we do, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Also, be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogan, including Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And of course, today's sponsor of today's video is BetUS. You can get 150% on your first deposit and 125% on your second and third deposits using promo code YouTube150. That's promo code YouTube150 on BetUS.com. All right, guys. So I just wanted to do a video here because I'm obviously very excited. I'm a big fan of Kello, you know, obviously personally because he's been on the show before, Downtown Rams with Alexis and I. I met him, of course, at the Giants game, and I'm a big fan of his father. But this is something that I've wanted for a while because I felt immediately when they signed Darius Williams, I thought the tandem of him and Darius Williams would be huge for this cornerback room. And I'll be honest with you, I thought that the Trey White signing was good, but I was worried that was instead of Kello, and I still felt like they really needed to add Witherspoon. Witherspoon last year, a lot of people seem to forget, was really good. Towards the end of the year, he was playing banged up, and we saw that, right? He had a few games that weren't really reflective of who he is. He only had one game where he gave up over 100 yards. I believe that was the first game of his career against the Giants. You know, and this is a guy that had a 77.5 passer rating allowed. So, you know, right off the rip, I think this is, you know, somebody that you're getting that knows the system. A little bit different, obviously, with the scheme, but, you know, John Johnson mentioned it's a little bit more simple. It's more simplistic and, you know, kind of allows you to just go out and play football and you know, hit and, you know, have that kind of pursuit and everything. So I think Akella Witherspoon is going to be a really good fit for this defense because, one, this is a defense that I've said is going to be opportunistic. They're going to force turnovers. And I think Witherspoon, his ability to pick off the football, he's got natural hands. I mean, he could play receiver if he wanted to. He's that good. He had a couple drops last year, but, you know, this is definitely a guy, the size, the speed combination. I mean, I think he is going to be a huge home run signing here. Will the Rams put him right on the 53? Probably not. And the reason being is, kind of similar to Darrell Henderson last year, you go on the practice squad as a veteran, you can stay on the practice squad for a little bit before, you know, and use those elevations to the 53 before you eventually have to sign him to the 53. So that's kind of how I see it going. I think at some point, Kello will be signed to the active roster. I think he is definitely somebody that they needed, regardless of the injury to Darius Williams. I thought they needed it before him. I thought they needed it before Darian Kendrick went down. So, you know, I really like this move. I thought that he was going to get a decently sized contract. I think he deserved it this offseason. But unfortunately, the cornerback market wasn't very good. And you can see all around the league, unless you're Stephon Gilmore, who has a Defensive Player of the Year award under his belt, you really weren't going to get paid. You know, obviously, L'Jarius Sneed did because he was on a Super Bowl team. But you really weren't going to get paid. And that was the unfortunate, you know, thing with Kello. And yes, he had interest all over the league. I mean, there were multiple teams. He almost signed with a few teams. So, look, I'm really glad he is on the Rams. But, you know, obviously, what I'm doing here in covering the Rams and, you know, obviously doing my best is to give you the facts and be real here. And all biases aside, I genuinely think he's going to help the Rams. I don't think that should be a hot take either. I mean, I think he's really going to help the Rams out, and I'm excited to see it. So how will they utilize him? To me, he's going to be utilized on the boundary. What we saw in that game against the Lions is that Jameson Williams destroyed Trey White on the double move. I thought Trey White and Kobe Durant played really good ball games. I'm not going to lie. They held Amon-Ra St. Brown to 13 yards. Sam Laporta didn't really do a ton. Really, only Jameson Williams got going, and a lot of that came on that big pass. You know, of course, he burned him, right? So that is kind of the thing here is I think you're going into a defense in Akella Witherspoon here. I mean, he knows Chris Shula. He was in, he was on the team last year. Chris Shula may not have been working directly with him, but he was around. He knows him. And so I like this a lot because the familiarity factor. I like this a lot because of the talent factor, the athletic ability. And I think Kello has an underrated physicality to him that people don't talk about because he does things a little bit unorthodox. And I think people mistake that for laziness. It's not. It's not him being lackadaisical. It's not him making a career decision. He can tackle. And I think with this defense, I think he's going to be a great fit. This could be huge. And the reason I say that is because right now, he's going to be ready to go tomorrow. He'll probably be in practice, so Wednesday. So we're talking about him getting not a full week of preparation for the Arizona game. Would not be surprising at all if he doesn't get elevated from the practice squad for that game. But I think the entire point of bringing him in is they're going to bring him in with a chance to play against the 49ers and so forth. And they saw Trey White might be able to help you more inside the numbers than outside the numbers on the boundary. I thought while he played a good game, I thought Kobe Durant actually outplayed him. I was really impressed with the game Durant put together on film. And so this brings me to this. Darius Williams can return week 5 against the Green Bay Packers. They may decide to hold him off and, you know, because they can reinstate him. I think they get 3 weeks after the fourth and final week of he has to stay on the IR. So they get 3 weeks to activate him. And I think when you look at it, they could push it with the bye in week 6. They could push Darius Williams, you know, to week 6 where he comes back, he has a week of preparation, no game, and then he's ready to go week 7. I have a feeling we're going to see Darius Williams and Akello Witherspoon starting at some point this year. And I think that's the best tandem that you could have out of the guys currently on the roster. So shout out to the Rams for doing this. To me, this was the Carson Wentz thing all over again. I said, you know, when the Rams realized they weren't going to have Stetson Bennett, and they had to go with Brett Rypien as the backup. I said this right away. They should have signed Carson Wentz. That is going to come back to bite them in the ass. And sure enough, it did. They lost a game against the Packers because Brett Rypien had to start, not Carson Wentz. They signed him after the bye. They did, but it was a little too late for what they already had happen in the loss to the Packers. I like that they're signing him this early on. I think he's going to be a huge addition to this team, and I'm already very high on this defense. I think the Rams have a lot to like. Let's just figure out what they're doing on the offensive line. Obviously, if they get any sort of bill of health, I think they really showed us on Sunday Night Football against the Lions that they can compete with the best of them, even in bad situations. Sean McVay had to throw away the entire game plan when his offensive line got hurt. He put on a coaching clinic with his ability to adapt on the fly. That's part of the game, but he did it. I thought he outcoached Dan Campbell for that, and I think he deserves a lot of credit for that, but I think Les Snead, Sean McVay, whoever was in charge of going out and bringing back Akello, well, I think they made the right move. I think this is a great signing. And I've been saying it for a while, guys, but I'm not just saying it for the reasons his jersey's behind me. You know, he is a really good player. He's underrated, and I think he's underappreciated. A lot of those games he had at the beginning of last year, for a while, you're talking about him being one of the best corners in football. And I don't think that's anywhere near what people, you know, where people had him, right? I don't think he ever got that respect last year, but for the majority of the season, he was playing at an extremely high level, and then he gets hurt and he plays injured, and you start to see, okay, the guy can't play fully injured without giving up some catches. And that's what happened. He gave up 3 touchdowns when I went back and I watched the film. Okay. 3, right? He was really good. He was targeted almost 100 times, and he didn't even give it up 50% of the time. So the completion percentage when targeted was great. When you looked at the passer rating below 80, you'll take that all day. I don't know what his role is going to 100% be, but I do believe it'll be very similar to last year on the boundary, and I think this is going to end up being a pivotal signing for the Rams. I'm glad they're doing it now than later. So those are my thoughts on the signing. big shout out to the Rams for doing this. Let's see what they do on the offensive line. And, you know, they just got to get out there and, you know, take care of Arizona this weekend. But if you guys enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Follow me on all social media at JK Bogan, including Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And also check out today's sponsor, BetUS. Link is going, well, the go to BetUS.com and use the promo code YouTube150 to get 150% on your first deposit and 125% match on your second and third deposits. All right. You guys take care. I'll see you guys soon. Later, folks. For those of you who want to support the channel further, you can go ahead and you can actually sign up and become a member on the channel and have access to all different perks. You can see here the join button right below all my videos. You can hit that. You're going to get access. 99 cents a month will get you rookie access. That's going to get you all these loyalty badges and what have you, priority reply to comments. All members will have priority reply to comments. Starter $2.99. That is going to be member shoutouts. Pro Bowl is going to be auto follow back on all social media platforms. You just have to reach out to me and show me that, of course, you are a member for Pro Bowl. All Pro is members only live streams. I will be doing one a month for members only. MVP is priority call-ins. It's going to be hard to get everybody in during the season. Obviously, you will have your first crack at, you know, basically calling in to the show. And then last but not least, the Hall of Fame, which is $19.99 a month. And that is an exclusive gaming session with me monthly. So if you want to get a little bit more into the action while also helping out the channel, be sure to sign up for one of the memberships today. Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.